From Stewart Avenue to Scott Street, your news, talk, and sports station is Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 FM and WXCO 1230 AM.
From Lake Wissota, once again, here's Pat Kreitlow.
Just give me all the bacon and eggs you have. Wait, wait. I worry what you just heard was, give me a lot of bacon and eggs. What I said was, give me all the bacon and eggs you have.
That seems extremely reasonable, and I don't see any problem with that line whatsoever. Breakfast lover Pat Kreitlow back here with Up North News for a Wednesday morning. There was one race that we did not get into yet, and that was for Secretary of State, which, again, in earlier times, wouldn't have been much to talk about at all. But we have to spend a couple of minutes on it because of what this campaign is going to look like and what the office could look like, depending on the results in November. First, on the Democratic side, we'll note that Doug La Follette, who has been Secretary of State for most of the time since the early 1970s, survived a primary challenge from Dane County Democratic Party Chair Alexia Saber. It's La Follette's victory that sets up a general election contest now with State Representative Amy Loudenbeck, who was the victor in a three-candidate primary on the Republican side. And again, normally that would be all the discussion that we have about it, but this particular campaign is going to focus on who should administer future elections. La Follette is, you know, very content with the way things are because they work. Meanwhile, Republicans have been, you know, making noise about conceivably giving more election duties to the Secretary of State's office. It's not just here, but in other states where Republicans have looked for ways to consolidate power, and they can do that if they control the legislature and the governor's office. If all of that comes together, expect in Wisconsin and elsewhere that you will have the rules changed, and it will be a lot easier either for secretaries of state, you know, in cahoots with their legislature and governor, to either, you know, delay results, second guess results, bring legal challenges against results, refuse to certify the actual and verified results of counts and recounts, and all in all, do what they think is necessary to win elections by putting roadblocks between certain people, certain groups, certain parts of geography, and the ballot box. It is not, if we've learned nothing in the past couple of years, it is not alarmist to say that there is a real threat to democracy that comes, and it includes races like the once sleepy state Secretary of State's race, where Doug La Follette is now going to have to defend his very long tenure against Republican State Representative Amy Loudenbeck. Sports. I didn't get to watch the game much last night, but I am led to understand that Freddy Peralta, it says here, he threw five strong innings. I'll have to take their word for it. There were great hits by Andrew McCutchen and Colton Wong, and apparently an amazing catch by Tyrone Taylor to rob a home run from Tampa. And you liked it. It was
such a good, like, the highlight was labeled Taylor went on a pogo stick, and that's essentially what he did. Like, he jumped up and just grabbed it right from the wall, and Freddie just looked relieved and almost amazed that he prevented that home run from going out of the park.
That's awesome. I mean, and everybody loves a good, you know, home run robbing catch. So I will definitely be checking the highlights later as the Brewers beat Tampa 5-3. And then they play again this afternoon, a very short two-game series on this getaway day. And the Brewers are getting away to St. Louis. They will have Thursday off, and then they will have a very critical series against the Cardinals at Busch Stadium Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And, you know, like I said earlier in the week, I still think this is make or break. Luke is going to walk on the sunny side of all this and say there's still so many more games to play after this, but I don't know.
It's a long season. It's a really long season. I can't believe that if you're neck and neck for first place, which is where they still are. Yes, they lost the couple of game lead that they had on the Cardinals, but there's no make or break baseball if you can stay in a similar position like that in August. Like, I talk to me at Labor Day, and then we'll start talking about make or break baseball.
Well, I mean, okay, but I mean, some teams are, you know, pretty much mathematically out of it already, and others are stepping very close to the line
here. But the Brewers aren't that, though, is what I'm saying. Like, if they were where the Cubs are right now, I would say yes. Then every single
that's one of the teams that I'm talking about. They should just go play golf now. I mean, honest to God, turn Wrigley Field into a putt-putt golf course right now. It would be better used than for the caliber of baseball that they are playing on the north side. I would be okay with that.
Bring in the goats is what you're saying.
Oh, I would. Can you imagine? What if we could get Katie Rosenberg, Wausau mayor, to make arrangements to have those goats delivered to Wrigley Field? Because, you know,
I think that would institute a full-blown riot. Like, that would
riot. But again, the goats do good things. They gobble up invasive species, things that aren't wanted. And so maybe baseball suckage is one of those invasive species that the goats could do something about. They should try anything that they can at this point, given the season that they're having. Are the Brewers at that level? No, they can't possibly get there from here. My whole point is whether they can appear to be competitive for anything other than, say, a wild card game, you know, and that's the thing. And if they get that, I mean, they're going to be demoralized because the wild card game, you know, situation is just,
it's new this year. It's a series this year, actually,
which, and thank goodness,
yeah,
you know, because that single game was, it's just heartbreaking sometimes.
It is, you know? But the interesting part of the wild card is you want the home field advantage for that one because you don't change stadiums. It's a three-game series now going to be played in whoever the higher seed is for that wild card matchup. So you don't get to go the back and forth of two games, one game, or however the rotating series is for the NL Central and the World Series.
Well, maybe for this year, but I can guarantee the wild card will be a 7-game series within a couple of years because there's almost no such thing. When I was growing up, Grandpa Pat's got a story to tell you. When we were growing up, the championship series was the best 3 out of 5, and then the World Series was the only one that was best of 7 games. And now everything is best of 7 except football. Football is the only one where it's do or die. And trust me, if they can get the College Bowl series to become, you know, instead of a 2-game situation, if they can turn that into brackets, you'll see the NFL going to series, you know, before you know it. It will happen. It really could.
March Madness, that's still one and done. That's March. The other one.
Well, with the promise of playing many, many multiple games, you know, that if you keep winning, you get to play.
True.
So there is that. One last quick note that from Tim Michaels' campaign, while there was a ban on contributions to his campaign going forward, they will now accept contributions from individuals up to the legal limit of $20,000. Anybody want to see my shocked face? This is Up North News. We'll be back in our next hour after this.